And today's talk is called No Anesthesia. Here we're going to see how Padre Pio, he had been suffering for a long time from a hernia, and he was avoiding having an operation. But now the inevitable time had arrived. What was Padre Pio going to do? Hello friends, and welcome to this channel on Padre Pio. And here we have a series of short stories on the life of our great saint, who was a Capuchin friar. He was a mystic, and he was a tremendous and incredible miracle worker. So do stay tuned to learn about Padre Pio and to see what his intercession could do for you. We also wish to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons, because you are the ones who make these videos possible for everyone. So thank you once again for your help and your support. And if anyone wishes to participate in this program, then just view the video on the end screen. We also encourage everyone to join us in this Padre Pio apostolate, and be tremendous if you can help by liking the video and sharing the video with whoever may benefit from it. Now, in the story today, we've seen that Padre Pio had been suffering from a hernia for a very long time. It caused him severe discomfort and difficulty in walking and problems like that. And he had been avoiding an operation, and yet the pain was slowly, day by day, just growing worse, until finally, in 1925, it was now unbearable. And so Padre Pio at this point relented, and he contacted a surgeon, whose name was Dr. Festa, and he was also a convert and a devotee of Padre Pio. So theoretically, he was in safe hands. And the doctor agreed, a room was prepared in the monastery, and the date was set for October the 10th, when the operation would take place. On October the 10th now, the doctor arrived, the time had arrived, and Padre Pio was about to be put under anesthetic. But Padre Pio turned around and he refused the anesthetic. The reason he gave, "Will you be able to resist looking at my wounds?" So the wounds, of course, are these stigmata on his hands, on his feet, and also a very deep chest wound that Padre Pio had. Would they be able to resist looking at that? And the answer that Dr. Festa gave was, quite frankly, no. And that is the reason, Padre Pio said, why I cannot allow myself to be put to sleep. Padre Pio refusing the anesthesia, you can only imagine the pain and the suffering that he was now about to put himself through. And Dr. Festa replied, well, at least then have some Benedictine liqueur to sustain yourself, just to numb the pain a little bit. So Padre Pio did agree to that. He took a small glass. The doctor offered him a second glass now, and Padre Pio, he refused the second glass. No, that is enough, he said. Otherwise, there's going to be a fight between this Capuchin and the Benedictine. And after that, the operation went ahead. As expected, the pain was intense, it was extreme, but Padre Pio endured it to the end. He took on the suffering so as not to break his vow of obedience to the superior. And finally, the operation was completed. At this point, Padre Pio was now being carried back to his room, to his cell, and he passed out on the route. Sure enough, Dr. Festa, together with two of the brothers who were present there, they took advantage of this opportunity and made a hurried examination of Padre Pio's wounds, of his stigmata. And so we can see all of that pain, and Padre Pio had not relented. He would carry his vows to that extreme. So I really can't get over that. An operation with no anesthetic. And that, of course, so that he would not disobey his superior, who represents authority, the ultimate authority being God. Next time on this channel, we're going to have a look at a story. It's called A Dead Baby in a Suitcase. So what happened there? Do join us for the story. And just a note that our videos do come out 3 times per week. If you're not receiving reminders of the videos when they come out, then make sure that you are subscribed to our channel. Once you've subscribed, do click that reminder bell as well.